So I just think about what we talked about this week during the challenge, even talking about the dot-com boom, right? Imagine getting in on Google before Google was really the forefront. And this is not to say, hey, given the FOMO, we are anti-FOMO here, but we are about taking calculated risks, doing your homework and saying, here is why I think this is going to work for me in the long run. Here is my strategy for it. Because here's what happens when you kind of shun something because you're like, it's too new. I'm going to wait till everybody has done it. By that point, you're dealing with what Google's price is now, whereas how much money you're going to make off of that is much smaller. And we think about how many billionaires were made because of the dot-com boom, not just the people who were creating the technology, but those who were investing in it. And you think about how many Black and Brown people didn't invest in it because they didn't know anybody who worked in that field. They didn't know a lot about this technology. That's something where you think about the missed opportunity. Again, it's not about FOMO, but it's now we have all this access to information, especially on the internet. We can do our research and we can learn and get in really early.
Welcome to Tech Intersect. I'm your host, Tanya Evans, and my life and work exist at the heart of law, business, and technology. Yeah, I've earned a few fancy titles and degrees over the years, but the bottom line is I'm a writer, speaker, teacher, and lifelong learner, and I'm really excited that you've joined me on this journey. So what is Tech Intersect? Well, it's authentic, empowering conversations with really interesting guests who demystify complex topics to prepare you for the future, because your future is now, and it exists where law, business, and tech intersect. Get ready to listen, learn, and leverage. Let's get started. Hey everybody, Professor Tanya M. Evans here, your Tech Intersect host with the most. And I'm off on my annual family trip to the beautiful island of St. Martin to relax, relate, and release, and to prepare for the second half of the year. Yes, in just a few short weeks, we will officially be halfway through 2023. Let's pause and reflect on that. It's unbelievable, but also a powerful opportunity to recalibrate and prepare to close out and leave this year better than we found it. So as I complete my year-long research leave from Penn State Dickinson Law School to engage in interdisciplinary research and also to complete my new book, Digital Money Demystified, which is available for pre-order now at digitalmoneydemystified.com, I've also been deep in my creative bag to bring to life some transformative resources I've been working on to accelerate your earning potential in this emerging crypto economy by exponentially reducing the time it takes for you to get ready, get set, and grow your crypto portfolio, especially after the crypto contagion and what feels like emerging from what may be the end of a bear cycle in the beginning of a bull run. Not legal or financial advice, but if past is prologue, this is an interesting opportunity for Bitcoin in particular. So I created some resources to help you exponentially reduce the time it takes for you to get ready, get set, and grow your crypto portfolio so you can transform your experience from, I don't know, someone who dabbles to someone who dominates. And that's really what wealth building in the new digital economy requires: patience, prudence, persistence, and the ability to successfully avoid short-term gambles and prepare for long-term gain. But getting there shouldn't feel like you need more time than you have to give, more money than you have to invest, and what feels like an advanced dual degree in finance and technology to go from curious to confident in the crypto economy. So I'm really excited to share this chance for you to get on the fast track to financial freedom. And I didn't want you to miss a detail, a single detail of how this next right step can be the catalyzing spark for your crypto investing success. So in this episode, I share a recent LinkedIn Live conversation I hosted with product AI and blockchain expert Ann T. Griffin, and we discuss our reflections on my Advantage Evans Academy 3-day challenge, which was originally titled Ready Wallet Launch. And we discuss our key takeaways, best practices, and the next right step action plan for for you to begin leveraging the power and promise of blockchain, artificial intelligence, crypto assets, and more to create the financial agency and freedom you desire and deserve. And if you missed the live sessions, you're in luck because this 3-session transformative experience is now available on demand at poweruptyourportfolio.com. That's poweruptyourportfolio.com. So this quick action opportunity is what I consider to be your safe and simple solution so that you accelerate your arrival to a crypto breakthrough and unlock your ROI potential by activating informed action. Head on over to poweruptyourportfolio.com, get instant access to the 3 video sessions, the Q&A sessions, the workbook, the bonus session, the resource bank, and my private inner circle community powered by Mighty Networks. All of that so that you can feel supported and empowered to learn while you earn. If I can do it, if my parents can do it, you can do this, and I can certainly help. So in the meantime, enjoy this special episode of Tech Intersect. I'll be thinking of you while I'm on the beach, contemplating my existence for the final half of this year. And also be sure to visit Power Up Your Portfolio to get the cheat code on the future of money and wealth today. Enjoy.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are here. We are live. Happy Friday. Hey, Ann Griffin, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you as well, Professor Evans. Super excited to be here. It's going to be a great session.
We did it. We did it. We are, oops, I'm fooling around with our, we're trying some new things here. I'm really excited. I'm learning all the bells and whistles of streaming live. We are streaming live to LinkedIn, to the YouTube channel for Advantage Evans, and also for my Twitter feed for IP Prof Evans. We're really excited to share with you the challenge participant and the challenge results, I should say, from this Ready Wallet launch kind of crypto onboarding challenge that we've been involved in and coaching people through this week. Really, really exciting, where we talked about what financial literacy and financial freedom, security, what all that looks like in the future of work, wealth, and innovation, and what crypto assets as part of an overall portfolio might mean to start to acquire and to grow and to protect and to transfer along your life and at depth. So we have so many great things, but you can't really start there without the fundamental shift that the mindset requires in order to be intellectually curious and to not get overwhelmed with the tech and the jargon. So, and remember, on session one, we really focused on mindset. What were some of your takeaways that day?
Yeah, I would say one of the biggest takeaways that we got from that session was that people not perceiving themselves as something like an investor and saying, well, I'm not an investor, so I don't do those things, and kind of self-defeating themselves right before they even get into it because they feel so intimidated. They feel like I need to have Warren Buffett level knowledge to get into this stuff, or this stuff is way too smart for me. And realizing, like, if you don't think of yourself that way, you're kind of blocking off those opportunities before you get there. And so I think that's one of the biggest takeaways that I got from that session was like changing your mindset. It's not that you need to jump in and be like, I'm doing all the things right early on, but it's really saying like, I can be an investor, and saying like, where do I start?
Right. Absolutely. That, and it's this next right step, right? Not all of the things yes as experts. And in fact, we'll take a step back and just introduce ourselves too, because we just jumped in. We're so happy to see each other and talk about our reflections. We're kind of talking to a few other people. Pull a chair up at our kitchen table, or maybe, you know, let's see, a beach chair up on the beach, and let's circle up and let's talk about it. We're so excited to see everyone here. I'll go first, and then we're going to come back and to what you said about the mindset that's required to shift from just consumer or user to investor, and like leaning into the fullness of what that means today and what that will mean for the future. All right, but let's take a step back. Let me calm down. For those who don't know me, I am Professor Tanya Evans. I'm known as a financial freedom futurist. I'm operating on financial literacy, empowerment, and education at the intersection of technology and business and law. I'm a full tenured professor at Penn State Dickinson Law School with a co-hire appointment at the Penn State Institute for Computational and Data Sciences. I'm also the host of the weekly podcast, Tech Intersect. New episode just dropped today as well. You can go to techintersect.buzzsprout.com or check it out on your favorite podcast app. And I'm also the author of the Digital Money Demystified book that is like a myth-busting guide to kind of confront myths from crypto is only for criminals, or it's not regulated, or it has no value, or all the things. So I take all the things and I find the kernel of truth, if there is some, but then really make it your onboarding experience safer. It's certainly legal, but also empowering. So you really understand the power and the promise. And Ann and I are going to talk about some of that in our conversation today. But Ann, please introduce your unicorn self.
Yes. So, hi, everyone. I'm Ann Griffin. I actually work in tech. I've been in tech the last 13 years. And part of that actually have worked in two different Web3 startups. For those of you who are new to all this, Web3 is kind of the universe ecosystem that cryptocurrency sits within. And so I've been learning about cryptocurrency since 2017 and started investing in 2018. I met actually Professor Evans, I think in 2018, 2019 at South by Southwest at the Consensus Blockchain House. And it was just really refreshing to speak to someone else in the space who was very practical in their approach and cared a lot about doing this in a way that didn't feel like, I'll say, frivolous or just trying to make a lot of money extremely quickly without looking at the risks or considering them. And so I really love the things that she teaches. And I feel like she teaches in a way that sets people up for long-term success.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
Oh, I love that. And I appreciate you so much. I just remember completely geeking out and was like, oh my God, you get me. And anyway, because I entered the space in 2017 as well and started investing in 2018. And when because I'm a law professor, I had to start where I was. And I recommend, and I would be interested in your thoughts on where people get started when they are crypto curious enough to kind of dip a toe in the water. They're not ready to actually invest, but to find out what it means for them, given their particular expertise.
Yeah. So I know people sometimes start in different places. Sometimes people, this actually aligns with kind of what your a bit of your story, Professor Evans, is sometimes people go down this YouTube rabbit hole, right, of learning there. But one thing to note is just be cautious of who you're learning from. I started reading articles on Medium and then trying to find other people who are interested in the space. I would say, obviously, there's a lot going on in crypto Twitter, but some of those people are into things that are even above my head. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I take away in whatever I'm investing, regardless of what it is, whether it's a regular stock or whether it's a cryptocurrency, is I do my homework. I read about it and I try to understand, is this for me? And assess like, what is my risk volatility? But I would say starting with like just understanding the basics, like some people will actually go and read the Bitcoin white paper, for example, just to understand, well, what is this? Why does it work? Why do people think that this holds value? I think those are really good places to start, is just kind of learning on YouTube, reading articles about it. And then I would say, like, when you're ready, working with people who can help you do this in, you know, a safe, secure way, but definitely beware of people who are in your DMs that are promising you a lot of money very quickly. That does not turn out well, usually.
Absolutely. And it makes me think of there's so many scammers and charlatans taking advantage of the power and the promise of crypto to do the same old scams, right? They're just using a different type of value. The number one currency that is most often used is the dollar, and we're not throwing out the dollar. But we do have to be careful, given not only discussing the power and the promise of crypto assets, but certainly the pitfalls, to right size people's expectations. And also, you mentioned a good point about where to learn and how to learn and when to learn. And one of my recommendations for folks, because I believe very strongly in DYOR, doing your own research. And I, as you said, started at YouTube University, on Medium as well, going to events, right? So for folks that are in the room, drop some of the things that you have done if you've started your journey. Like, where did you begin to help others as well? And the second thing, because Anne, you make a great point, you're more in the technology lane than me. I'm just like an early adopter of technology. I'm what I can see. I'm going to let Crystal drop it in the chat about what we call people who are not technologists, but who enter this space and actually have some success. What do we call those people? Because I'm certainly that type of person where I'm curious. I might be an early adopter, but I'm not a coder, right? I'm not a computer scientist. I didn't do very well in chemistry, so I couldn't even do all the things, right? But you have to start where you are. And when you're doing your research, my recommendation is once you find a bit of information, find two other credible resources that support that fact. If you can't, if there's only one person in the world saying it, or one person saying it and tying it to something that you have to buy right now and have to do right now, like, you're looking in the wrong place. We've kind of moved from just the information age to the creation age in the digital economy. There's no shortage of information. Am I right?
No shortage of information. There's a lot out there. And like you said, it's important to, if you find one source that says something, find other sources, and also make sure that those other sources aren't just referencing that original source, right? You want to make sure that this isn't, you didn't run across things that are part of some sort of pump and dump scheme. You want to make sure this is not just like, there are a lot of things where to bring it into something that more people maybe can relate to, the rumors about Jamie Foxx's health, right? And you look to where the source of those rumors came from, and you realize they all came from the same place. So you also need to look at where these other sources that you're referencing are, where they're getting their information from, to make sure that you understand what's happening, that you understand kind of what is the reality, not just what one person wants you to think the reality is.
Absolutely, because there's so much manipulation, and you're also an artificial intelligence expert as well. And we talk a lot about security and safety and kind of like deep fakes now. People have to be even more careful than they've been before. Can you kind of talk about maybe just like the top two or three things that people, you know, we shared this during the challenge when we were focused on the secure advantage method of moving into the space. But a couple of those tips are the tips that you have about how people can at least be safer when trying to learn and start to invest.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say rule number one is never get involved in things that people are DMing you about. If people are really as good as they say they are, they don't need to DM you. They have an email list. They have a newsletter. Right. They have other things. They're not hard up for business. Even in this economy, there are still lots of people that want to use them or like use their services if they're as good as they say. So number one, don't do that. Number two, extremely important is watch out for phishing, whether that's a phone call that's very suspicious or whether that's an email. Right. So I actually got a phone call this week from someone pretending to be from Coinbase, and they had wanted me to answer questions about my account. I know that really they wanted to gain access to my account, right? Because Coinbase has no reason to call me. They have a lot of different emails where also you should always check where an email is actually coming from. Right. They have ways of reaching me. They don't need to call me. The person I talked to couldn't even answer basic questions about, well, why are you calling me today? And so I hung up on them, and they didn't, you know, they didn't follow up. So I went directly to Coinbase.com, logged into my account, which I also will talk about this later. I had two-factor authentication on, so it's not like anyone could have just hacked into it. It would have been really difficult. And saw like everything's fine. I was able to download all my transaction history, saw that nothing was hacked, nothing was out of place, everything was in order. And so that's the other piece. And then the last thing is also just making sure your phone and computer are set up in terms of security. You've mentioned having like antivirus software. Mm-hmm. Also, don't click on links that you shouldn't be. And then definitely recommend for any of the exchanges you're working with, definitely have 2FA. This is your money because it's crypto. There's no way to reverse a transaction once somebody sends that off to their wallet. And in addition to 2FA, some wallets also allow you to have an additional PIN code. So it's not just enough where, hey, I'm going to send this money from my wallet. It will also say, great, can you confirm this with your secret PIN code? So there are lots of things that you can do. So don't come in thinking like, oh, if I add crypto, people are going to scam me. But there's a lot of things where you can do to protect yourself that actually make this a lot safer. The same way in which you wouldn't like run around just throwing checks, blank checks on the ground. You don't want to do the same thing with your digital life.
That's a really great analogy. Shout out to folks who have ever written a check in your life. First of all, I'm going to know how old you are. And the fact that we know what that is, now you know how old we are too. If you've written a check in the last year, I want you to put a plus one in the check. Somebody asked me for one and honestly didn't even know where my checkbook was. I was like, do you accept Bitcoin? Like, are we still doing that? Shall I fax it to you? How about that? Or maybe a carrier pigeon. I don't know. Anyway, that's really good advice. And, you know, as we said in the challenge this week, and we'll talk a little bit about what the challenge is. We're referring to it as if we know that everybody knows what I'm talking about. But with respect to state safety, we have to be right every single time. This is not something that you passively hope happens and that somebody else is going to take care of it. Finding financial freedom in the new digital economy means is that you can be your own bank. Extremely powerful, but that comes with a lot of responsibility. We've advocated and learned to trust other people more than ourselves with our money and our assets. And so that is where we have to also have a fundamental shift to put ourselves back into the position of power. But scammers have to just be right once or a few times, right?
Absolutely. And one thing I want to even point out, and I know you talk about this all the time, mm-hmm. Professor Evans, is also scams are not exclusive to Web3. Just think mm-hmm. about the number of times you got an email of someone pretending to be from your bank, and there was just like one letter off, or someone calling saying, hey, something is off, and you know, you're used to your bank calling you saying like, hey, we froze this because maybe somebody did something weird with your account, but also people who are not your bank calling, pretending to do that thing too. So it's one of those things where there are protections in place. And like you said, we're not going to throw away the dollar just because there's a lot of stuff going on there. There are ways to do this safely. And there are ways to protect yourself the same way you would protect your own non-crypto assets.
Absolutely. So good word to the wise. Let's tell people what we were involved in this week at Advantage Evans Academy. There are a number of different opportunities for folks to learn. Sometimes there are free masterclasses. We have monthly membership opportunities. And about once a month, I'm going to host what I call a challenge. It's a 3-day opportunity, not just to have, you know, a masterclass or a webinar or some type of other information, but I challenge you to show up, to understand and make a commitment to your future self, and to spend three empowering sessions, illuminating. I really feel they are transformative. I'd be interested in your take, and anybody who's in the chat, if you attended the challenge this week, start to post some of your experiences and what your takeaway is, whether you thought it was empowering, whether you got a sense of clarity and have a little wind at your back now that you've gone through the challenge, where we in 3 sessions go through everything from the inevitable dangers in the space when you don't know what you're doing. So if you're new and inexperienced, or even if you've been in the game for a minute, because continuing crypto education is important. So if you don't spend the time to learn, sometimes we say learn while you earn. I like that, right? But also sometimes you need to take a pause to learn before you actually start to earn, so you know how to do so safely, legally, and confidently. So we talk about financial losses, security risks, as we're talking about right now, legal and regulatory issues, and some of the emotional stress involved when you don't have a plan and you feel like you're just spitballing and chasing the shiny bauble and getting caught up in FOMO and fear, uncertainty, and doubt, right?
Absolutely. And while we wait to see if any of the people from this week's challenge drop anything in the chat, one thing that was really highlighted to me, and I know this because I've worked in this space, but how quickly this space changes, which goes to what you were saying about continuing crypto education. We were talking this week during the challenge, just even about things like Venmo, PayPal, these other avenues to actually buy cryptocurrency, and how as recently as maybe a year ago, if you purchased it that way, there was no way for you to actually send that money to another wallet from there. You had to cash out there. And then we were discussing it. We're like, oh, wow, this actually changed for all of them. All of these now allow you to share. Whereas before we were saying like, hey, don't do that because we have the saying, not your keys, not your crypto. Right. But now, even though it's still not, those are still not your keys going through Cash App or Venmo or PayPal, it's still now there's maybe more options for you to actually be able to send it to a wallet where you have your keys, and just how quickly that type of advice changed. Whereas you think about other places like your bank, right? If you're going to trade stocks, how quickly does the game really change in terms of maybe like what stock is good today versus tomorrow is different in terms of how you're going to interface with that and how your bank allows you to trade. It's probably not going to change in the next several years, whereas continuing crypto education is really important because how rapidly these things change. Even we were talking about the changes going on at Ledger, where right. now they're going to allow to have this retrievable key or seed phrase. And it's just why it's so important to stay on top of this stuff, where as long as you are making sure that you're not making unforced errors and right. you are staying on top of your education, like you would, like a lot of people, it's like, you're going to read the paper to know like, oh, okay, there are a lot of these things in development. Maybe I want to invest in that. Right. Same thing with crypto. You want to just be on top of things and kind of know what's going on in that field so that you're not left behind.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Yeah, and let's drop in the chat also some resources that people can start to take a look at. Obviously, come to AdvantageEvans.com, whatever platform you're watching on right now. Make sure you're linked or that you follow. Definitely subscribe to this channel on YouTube if you're there, because constantly I'm sharing information about resources, free and otherwise. I have a series of short videos on YouTube that you should check out. Just bite-sized information, maybe 5-10 minutes, so that as many topics, and start dropping in the chat any topics that you want me to cover in the future or questions that you might have. And then there's like Coindesk.com. I do some CoinDesk TV segments. And so that's always an opportunity. Great learning platform at CoinDesk, which is a gold standard and definitely a leader in the space. And another tool that I teach my students at Advantage Evans and the members in my Grand Slam Circle is certainly to use CoinMarketCap.com, which aggregates all of the data for every single coin and token that has ever been issued. There are over 24,000 different types of coins and tokens at the moment. And today is May 19th, 2023. There'll be more in a week and more in a week because it's actually really easy to create. Like we could, I don't plan to, but I could have an Advantage Evans coin and take a few bits of code and all of a sudden I'd have a token and I could launch it on Ethereum. Now, maybe only me and my mama would own it, not very valuable. But yeah, that's why Anne says you have to be really careful. And part of our responsibility when we are our own bank in this new digital economy requires that we take ownership of and do everything we have. So as Anne says, we're not committing any unforced errors. It's hard enough without us contributing to the losses that we might have. And now I also want to talk about, you mentioned the word risk, and this is something that we talked about in the challenge as well. And again, the challenge is a 3-day opportunity, 3 sessions to come in and learn about how to vet, select, and protect your coins and tokens. We talk about different devices. We talk about the difference between cold storage and warm storage and hot storage wallets. We talk about why centralized exchanges are no place to keep your crypto. They are not banks. They are meant for you to go on. Exchange, literally, it's in the title, one asset for another. Maybe it's fiat, which is government issued currency like the dollar. Maybe you're going from cash to crypto, as I say, going from the dollar to Bitcoin, or maybe from Bitcoin to ETH, or maybe it's time to sell and reap some profits from your capital gains. Since crypto is taxed as a capital asset, that's going from crypto back to cash. That's the only reason that we are using exchanges, unless there are some other opportunities perhaps to earn interest or yield or staking, but you can actually do that with your cold wallet. It doesn't require that you use a centralized exchange. And what we've seen from 2022 is folks losing a lot by trusting the wrong intermediary. Like, that's not the point of decentralized finance and a programmable peer-to-peer money. Your thoughts?
Yeah, like you said, trusting the wrong intermediaries, but then again, leaving those assets there, where the point is to be your own bank. You want to make sure that you're taking that and putting that in your own wallet. When people hear about what happened at this exchange, FTX, which it turned out they were doing a lot of things that they weren't supposed to be doing, part of that was actually because the main part was based outside of the United States. So they weren't actually subject to a lot of the regulations that were going on. It's really complicated. But one of the big mistakes people made is they bought their crypto and then left it on the exchange. And so the people that you hear where they said, oh my gosh, I lost all this money, not everyone, some people had it in other types of products, but you hear a lot of it was because they left it on that exchange. And there are lots of things where in this industry, people will promise like things where it's like, oh, like this maybe will give you a lot of returns, or hey, we're like, we're really good at this. It's like, well, if you're going to use a product where some of these things in DeFi, you do have to leave your crypto with them, right? But you also have to think to yourself, how much am I willing to risk? Because anytime that crypto is not in your wallet and you don't have the keys to where that is, you have to be ready that there are some that are much safer. You want to do your own research. But given that some of these resources, right, they're very new, it's emerging technology, they may not necessarily be here 2 years from now. So you want to make sure that you're doing your homework and you're not leaving more in there than you are willing to risk. Kind of in the same way that if you have your money in a volatile stock, you wouldn't just like leave it in there and then forget about it, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to think about my risk tolerance, how much can I afford to put into that? And then figure out what is your exit plan, right? So those are all things where you have to think about, how am I going to mitigate my risk if I want to expose myself to those type of things? And like you said, not your keys, not your crypto.
Not your keys, not your crypto, not your keys, not your coins, not your keys, not your cheese. Like, you get the point, right? So, and if you don't know what keys are, this is an important part of your learning as well. Finding a great glossary. I have a crypto lingo glossary in one of the products that I sell at AdvantageEvans.com. It's an opportunity at a low cost to not only learn about the book Digital Money Demystified when it comes out, and I talk about that, but also, yes, I want you to pre-order the book, your favorite bookseller, but also I don't want you to wait until October 24th on the official pub date. You can get instant access to a mini course that will take you through 7 easy to access and understand lessons. You can go through about 60 minutes or 90 minutes and also access this resource bundle, the Digital Money Demystified resource bundle, which is a great way. It has the course, it has resources with the crypto lingo glossary, you have your From Cash to Crypto quick start guide, just dozens and dozens of different resources, tools, and you can get started today. So if you go to digitalmoneydemystified.com, that's a great place to start, where you can both learn about the book and also just a low cost, easy to access and understand way to just get in and like figure out the landscape, and then you'll figure out your next right step after that.
Absolutely.
Excellent. All right. And so we talked about the risks involved in investing in crypto and how to be safer. Let's also talk about the risk of not, at a minimum, learning, let alone investing. Because while everybody else is sitting on the sidelines, 75% of millionaires have told their financial advisors that they want some exposure, some de-risk exposure to the space, maybe directly with Bitcoin or other types of crypto, maybe in stocks in companies that are building. Because what we are watching and witnessing is the build of the next iteration of the internet. No longer Web 1.0 or 2.0. We'll talk about Web 3.0 and probably next year we'll be talking about 4.0 or whatever, right? We are constantly innovating to do new, more exciting and more complex things with this interconnectivity around the world, right? So I see not only risks that we need to be aware of with investing in any asset, especially an emerging asset class, but the risks of not participating, of not being a first mover in the space. So your thoughts on that?
Yeah. So I just think about what we talked about this week during the challenge, even talking about the dot-com boom. Right? Imagine getting in on Google before Google was really the forefront. And this is not to say, hey, given the FOMO, we are anti-FOMO here, but we are about taking calculated risks. doing your homework and saying, here is why I think this is going to work for me in the long run. Here is my strategy for it. Because here's what happens when you kind of shun something because you're like, it's too new. I'm going to wait till everybody has done it. By that point, you're dealing with what Google's price is now, whereas how much money you're going to make off of that is much smaller. And when we think about how many millionaires were made because of the dot-com boom, not just the people who were creating the technology, but those who were investing in it. And you think about how many Black and Brown people didn't invest in it because they didn't know anybody who worked in that field. They didn't know a lot about this technology. That's something where you think about the missed opportunity. Again, it's not about FOMO, but it's now we have all this access to information, especially on the internet. We can do our research and we can learn and get in really early. One example is way back in 2018, when the crypto markets crashed back then, that was when I was first buying. And I was like, well, great, everything's on sale. And I had done my research because I've been reading about it since 2017. I knew which things I wanted to buy. Again, none of this is financial advice. This is just what I did. And there was one of the tokens of Ether, which is part of Ethereum. It was, I think, around like it was under $90. It was $80-something for one ETH. And now ETH is just under $2,000 USD. And so I didn't have a lot of money back then. So it's not like, I'm not saying, oh man, I became super wealthy. We're not here to sell you fast money. Right. But this is to say, like, for a very small investment, my return on that was quite substantial when you consider like everything else that you want to see, like that amount of return on usually takes a lot longer. Absolutely. That was something where not getting in on that, right? That's a missed opportunity. And it was because I did my research and it was a calculated risk and I only put in what I could afford to risk at the time. But again, those are gains I wouldn't have had I not decided, okay, what is the calculated risk that I can and am willing to make today?
Hi, I'm Dr. Tanya M. Evans, author of Digital Money Demystified. And I want to let you know that to stay on the leading edge of any opportunity, especially investing, you have to empower yourself with the tools and resources needed to keep your knowledge and skills current. And if you're relying on last year's information or even last month's, look, you're already behind. Sure, you can try to figure this out on your own at YouTube University. The problem is, it's difficult to separate fact from fiction with so many carnival barkers banking on your inexperience. And of course, there are the naysayers, usually from legacy finance, banking on your fear while they quietly help their high net worth clients to invest. All of it muddies the waters when all you want to know is how to get in safely, legally, and confidently so you're not left behind. That's why I wrote Digital Money Demystified, where I take the top 10 crypto myths head on and give you well-researched, well-supported facts to empower you to make good choices out there in the new digital cash economy. As a law professor who developed the first blockchain crypto and law online certificate program, a retail and corporate crypto policy and education trainer, and a thought leader appearing regularly on national media, I've done the heavy lifting so you don't have to. Look, there are plenty of books and courses on which crypto assets to invest in. Digital Money Demystified is the book you read before you dive into those. So head to digitalmoneydemystified.com to learn more and prepare for the future of money and wealth today.
And the good thing about the crypto space is, unlike stocks, unless you're in some type of like mutual fund or something like that, you can't have a fractional interest in a stock, but you can. You don't have to buy one whole Bitcoin in order. People ask me all the time, how much? First of all, again, this is not legal or financial advice. This is for educational purposes, but it's impossible for me to say what the dollar amount is for someone to, quote unquote, get started. But what I know is you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin or a whole ETH. Or a whole anything. What you can do is set the amount of money and then do your research to figure out, based upon that, which ones have stood the test of time. Bitcoin was first launched in January of 2009. ETH came into the marketplace and really transformed notions of what you can do with cryptocurrencies, more from an asset class, right? Not just to serve as money, not just to serve as an investment, but actually can fuel decentralized finance projects, which is why you saw the proliferation, right, the boom, and some of the bust of initial coin offerings where people were creating their own token to do really crowdsourcing. They were crowdfunding in order to support the build within the infrastructure. Now, thousands of those failed, but a lot of them succeeded. And the point is having Ethereum there as an ecosystem to support the development of other projects that issue their own tokens was really exciting and a different concept than what we think of when we think of why Bitcoin came into existence. The fact that it is considered to be digital gold because it has a hard cap at 21 million. There will only ever be 21 million. And actually, fun fact, even though we still have a first mover advantage, first of all, we're not Satoshi, one, whoever he, she, or they are, but two, 19 million have already been mined. 19 million of them, where most people still don't know what we're talking about. More and more are coming into view. There are more people now than ever, even given what happened last year, that are interested in and having a different type of asset. Particularly, we see regional banks in the United States in 2023 failing. Then when we see we're a couple of weeks away from the likely default on U.S. debt, the fact that our money in the United States is guaranteed by the, not by the gold standard, because we haven't been on the gold standard since the Nixon years, decades ago. It's on the full faith and credit of the government that we always pay our bills until we don't. So, you know, having money that is not issued by a government that goes and sways back and forth is actually a hedge against default. It's a hedge against inflation. And you're future proofing your life when you have some skin in the game in the future of money while people are playing with 20th century money. Your thoughts. I said a lot. Your thoughts.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of the points that you brought up around there being something where it's outside of just what your government's issued, especially when you think about part of this debt that the United States has is also tied to a lot, owing a lot of other governments, which becomes like this kind of geopolitical, scary landscape. And this is not to say like, oh man, we're not, again, this, none of this is financial legal advice. So we're not saying like, oh man, just put everything in crypto. Right. I don't do that. I have plenty of regular investments. No, I still have plenty of US dollars, but it is something where a lot of financial advisors, portfolio managers would tell you it's important to diversify, right? So this is something where think of this as diversifying your overall portfolio. So you might have some stocks, you might have some bonds, you might have a rental property. There are a lot of different things people can invest in. And so for me, I really saw this as I can get in early on this technology. And I was like, okay, I've seen enough other people do it that I know I'm not the first one, right? I was like, if I was the first one, I might be asking a lot more.
You can be the first, right?
I don't want to be the first one, but I want to be early enough to be able to get that benefit of being like, I got in early enough where I was able to really benefit, but also seeing this as if anything ever happens, I at least have something there, right? That is worth, whether that's like, hey, you need to quickly handle this emergency or something else, there is something there. And so that was something for me was important. I was like, great, maybe I never have to touch this. And I'm when I get to be like 72, I'll be able to say, wow, look how much this has appreciated in value.
But on your own private island.
On my own private island, hopefully one day. Hopefully not too far away, but we'll see. But you know, if it's something where I'm like, if something were to happen, we're living in a really interesting time. And while humanity has so far made it to this point through several industrial revolutions, us being in the fourth one right now, I believe, this is something where it makes me feel a little bit better that I'm like, okay, I know how to use this. I have some already. And even if I didn't have some, I'm like, I have the knowledge to be able to do this. Because imagine if tomorrow something were to happen and you had to figure this all out and you fall prey to scammers or people who are just relying on people panicking. Because you look at things like, actually, Crystal brought this up during the challenge this week, countries like Venezuela, where you have an unfortunate situation where there's a lot of sanctions against them. It's really hard to get money in and out of the country. And so you have a really large adoption of certain cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And so things like that, where you realize how valuable it is. It's not saying like you need to have all your assets in that. We're not doing that. And again, this is not financial advice, but it is nice to know like, okay, I'm already set up with that. But my real goal is that I don't have to do that. I don't have to touch any of that till retirement. And it'll be worth a lot more by then, because I'm definitely a buy and hold kind of person, whether we're talking about traditional assets or cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, I'm not really into the trading thing. Although I will say that I've learned from Terry Igioma about swing trading, which is really, really interesting. And I've not learned, let me put it in the positive. I've learned more in the last 6 years about all financial sectors than I ever did in my entire life, because I really wanted to figure out what is even the point of crypto? What is wrong, so wrong that someone sat down and created a whole alternative financial system? And then 2 weeks later, when I came out of the rabbit hole, I was like, oh, dear God, this is going to change. Mind blown. Emoji. Like, when I get more tech savvy or have more a higher interface, we're going to have like mind blown moments. And just really excited, particularly for systemically marginalized people, because the only barrier to entry right now is your level of willingness to learn. The resources are there, the tools there, the partners in your success here at Advantage Evans are there. There's no gatekeeper, there's no bank, there's no government, there's no redlining, there's some predatory lending. Well, it's a predatory activity, but predators are going to predator. I don't know. The point is, people, you have the power. I want to feel like clicking my heels 3 times to let you know that the more that you learn, the more that you unlock the key to finding financial freedom in the new digital economy. It is there. As early as we are, we have enough historical data to start to make sense of the energy and the cycle, the life cycle of markets. And it's been really fun as a non-technologist and not a financial sector wonk to really learn and feel very empowered in this space. That's the reason that I founded Advantage Evans Academy. It's the reason that I wrote Digital Money Demystified. And it's the reason that I want to provide you the opportunity to learn before you earn, learn while you're earning, and to really shift away from some of the traditional notions of acquiring wealth. All of those things are important. The best success and the most successful students and members at Advantage Evans Academy are ones who have, even if they're not current owners, have had some real estate. They have a retirement plan. They may do some investing in stocks and bonds outside of their retirement account, and now looking for other opportunities to continue to diversify the portfolio. Because we learned that in a moment, systems can shut down, like hashtag pandemic, hashtag supply chain, where it's like, how long could this possibly last? How long will we be home? Maybe 2 weeks. And then 3 years later, the government just decided, you know what, we gave you enough. People are still getting the COVID, but go on. Business as usual. We need you to go back to work, right? You want to protect yourself so that you have options, so that you can live simply but well. And a part of that portfolio is going to include the next thing that is going to be the next gold rush, next land rush, the next dot-com boom. And you want to do it sensibly so that you're not a part also of the bust. Yeah. And if you need money in the short term, that's not the money that you're going to use for long-term success. I want your investing experience to actually be boring, because if you feel like you're in a casino and pulling the one-armed bandit and listening to all the lights and the ching ching ching, you're literally doing investing wrong. Am I right? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Your final thoughts here about anything that I've said, or your final reflections to the peoples?
Yeah, I agree. Investing, in my opinion, should be boring. It shouldn't be like, oh man, I feel like I'm on a roller coaster every day. I'm going to be honest. I don't even actually look at my investments on a daily basis, because that causes people to react. And that also sometimes gives the people that anxiety that makes them buy high and sell low, which you've never want to do, right?
And so many people did this last time. That's why they feel like they got wrecked, because they bought kind of high, sold higher, and they're like, this doesn't work. Well, that's the whole story. We'll do another live on that, but that's not a great strategy.
It's not a great strategy. And I think people, one of the things that I always keep in mind with any kind of market, knowing that markets go up and down.
Right.
And usually the long-term trend is like over time, the averages end up being higher, but that's the averages. And if you're selling at the wrong time, over time, continuing to make the wrong decisions just because you're so reactionary will result in like longer-term losses. And that's why it's important to have a longer-term strategy, so you're not making those type of errors. And I was also thinking about one of my favorite books is by this futurist, Amy Webb, called The Signals Are Talking. And the point that she makes in that book is often a lot of these things that we see as this is emerging tech. Mm-hmm. I don't have to pay attention to it. There's actually a lot of things that show up in the news or in articles, and we kind of ignore it because we push it away and we say, well, that's not really something I have to worry about. That's so far away. And because our brain just automatically puts that in a category of, I don't have to pay attention to that, it doesn't become like in the forefront until we feel like it's a crisis.
Right.
And one of the things that she talks about is Dolly the sheep, and how people actually have been doing cloning research, and actually was funded by many governments for a really long time, because that was for the overall purpose of supposedly helping people, right? So like we're organ donors, other things. And so when, maybe this is way before some of the people on this call, but Dolly the sheep was a cloned sheep. Right. There was this huge outrage reaction. They started passing laws against it, even though a lot of the funding was actually coming from governments. And this was supposed to be something where, hey, we're doing this in animals, so hopefully in the future we can do things with these kind of stem cells that are going to be helpful to humans. And people were so outraged. But people were like, where did this come from? Were these like these rogue scientists? And it was painted by the media. These were these people just off doing their own thing. That was just like, no one knew that this is what they were doing. In reality, this has been kind of coming up for a while. Yeah. And it's just no one paid attention until it was in the mainstream. And while we do see things like CNBC talking about Bitcoin, we're still seeing it as painted as this like, hey, that's these shadowy super coders. If you're into that, that's what this is. Until one day you're going to wake up and realize everybody else around you has dipped their toe in some way, somehow. This is not saying you need to try to become a Bitcoin millionaire. That's not going to be the reality for most people. But really, it's about like, how do you get in this early so that this is actually helpful to your long-term portfolio? And that's the way I think about it, in terms of how Amy Webb thinks about, don't just ignore something just because it's not like front page news every single day, and to a point where it feels like a crisis.
And actually, I would say a corollary to that is, it's a lot of times it is on the front pages, but it is giving you permission to sit in fear so that you are participating in status quo. And it's intentional to keep people stuck. So you will see it on the front cover. You don't now, because quietly Bitcoin and ETH have crept back up from not their all-time lows, but their recent lows in this current bear market. Bitcoin bottomed out just under 17,000. Now it actually was above 30,000. It's vacillated between like 18 to 23, and it's been very interesting. People are starting to get quiet. And recently CNBC in their Q1 coverage of the assets to watch that are anticipated to give the best returns on investment in 2023. And Bitcoin was one of the five. So, and there was no laughter, there was no making fun, because they have to acknowledge that there are very few assets where you can have a downside, but the upside is so powerful that it can't be denied, and it outpaces even the most prolific in terms of ROI or return on investment. And so we're going to keep talking about these things. I want to thank Ann Griffin for joining me today, and then leave you with a few comments and certainly opportunities, because this afternoon I have a bonus session that's going on for not just those who are challenge participants, but I'm opening up to my entire community. And so that will be broadcast directly to YouTube as well, and these channels. And it's your opportunity to learn a bit more about what your next right step is going to be, and to put together an action plan, because it's not enough to study it and to think about and to conjugate and pontificate. No, you have to get actually in the game and to really figure out and find why. This is why I call this particular fireside chat and conversation, Finding Financial Freedom in the New Digital Economy. I want you to understand what the new digital economy is. I want you to understand that there is a base level of financial literacy that has nothing to do with crypto that is helpful for you to understand how empowering it is when you are defining your own finances and you are investing in opportunities that will work harder than you, investing in opportunities that will create a return on investment to create the life that you desire and that you deserve. And that's when you're no longer trading your time for money. That's when you don't set up the scenario where you have to work to get paid, but that you create and invest and get paid. That's the life that unlocks financial freedom opportunities in the new digital economy. And this is the best and easiest time for Black and Brown communities, for women, to enter into a space unapologetically that others can't keep you out of. That at least is worth investigation and education to find out what possibilities there might be for you to quickly leverage your own expertise, because it's not always about investing, but also building. What opportunities can you find to be the smartest person in the room? Because you know more about the intersection of law and business and technology. You know more about Web3, even though you're not going to know all the things. Ann and I don't know all the things, but we know enough to usually be the smartest person in the room about this, therefore making ourselves invaluable. Head to digitalmoneydemystified.com. Learn more about the book and the bundle. And we hope that you'll join us in a future challenge. You can find more information about that at advantageevans.com for sure. And as I always say, I want you to be good to yourself and others. Thank you for spending this hour of power with us here at Advantage Evans Academy. And let's go. And when we go, Ann, what do?
We grow. So let's go, let's grow.
Let's go, let's grow. Excellent. So Ann, let us know what your handles are so that folks can get in touch with you as well.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Ann T. Griffin. Oh, that's my handle. So ANNETGRIFFIN. And also on LinkedIn, that is also my username. So it's LinkedIn/N/Ann T. Griffin. Feel free to connect with me there. And I'm also going to drop Professor Evans' social media as well.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. If you enjoyed this and you're going to rock with us at a future point too, definitely let us know. Thank you, Harold. We appreciate you. Appreciate everybody for showing up. And we look forward to nation building with you and making sure that we are unlocking the power of financial freedom and empowering communities to do it. All right. So thanks for joining the broadcast, and we'll see you again soon. Be good to yourself and others.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening to the Tech Intersect podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you love it, please tell the world. If not, go ahead and tell me. And in either case, drop a comment or ping me on social media at IPProfEvans with the hashtag Tech Intersect. And finally, a quick reminder on digital safety. There are a lot of scammers out there impersonating me and others, and I need your help. Now hear this, and remember, I will never slide into your DMs to say peace and blessings or hey, and I will never reach out to solicit your time or your money on social media like ever. I'm not a trader. I am an educator and an attorney licensed in 4 states. Thank you very much. I'm here to inform, inspire, and empower. No cap. And definitely no Forex. So be careful, make good choices, and remember, I developed an entire free masterclass about the topic of digital safety in the crypto space. So check out secureyourcryptobag.com for more information. That's secureyourcryptobag.com. All right, that's all for this episode. Until next time, continue to shine.